This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abayim. The shul is still empty. The walls of the shul are beckoning our return. But Be'ezus Hashem, we hope it will be very soon. Naftali, you want to just bring me one more battery? Tonight's shiur, Parshas Kedoshim, it's in the bag. Parshas Kedoshim, we're going to speak about one of the important themes of the Parsha, one of the great mitzvahs of the Parsha, and that is the mitzvah of V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. The pasuk says in Perek Yotes, pasuk Yudches, Loisikoim v'loisitars b'nei amecha. Do not take revenge, do not bear a grudge for the children of your people. But rather, what you should do is V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. You should love your neighbor like yourself. Ani Hashem. So this is the mitzvah of V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. So we tend to think of this mitzvah as a mitzvah that when we encounter it, when we meet somebody else, when we encounter another Jew, when we have a circumstance where there's an interaction. So we know the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says that the parameters of this mitzvah are that we have to treat somebody else the way we would want to be treated. Ultimately, the Gemara says this means don't do unto others what you would not want to be done to yourself. So we tend to think that this is one mitzvah that is not relevant in my bidud, in my quarantine, because I don't have to interact with anybody. I could sit in my Dalet Amos for weeks at a time, for maybe months at a time, and this is a mitzvah that sort of is on pause for some time. However, we're about to learn, and this is really the title on the top of the page, that this is a mitzvah that we need to actively mention, accept upon ourselves, and even incorporate into our daily prayers. Now, since this is a shiur on tefillah, the tefillah series is dedicated by our good friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Lila Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and Neshama Shaman Aliyah, Shiva Mel Tzioshir, for his whole mishpacha. So the Arizal writes in the Shar HaKavanos that before a person arranges his tefillah in the Beis HaKnesses from the Parsha of the Akedah on, the Arizal says, Tzorach she'kabel olav mitzvahs v'yahavta l'recha kamecha. A person needs to accept upon oneself the mitzvah of love your friend like yourself. Says Arizal, you need to be mechavein to love every Jew like your own soul. Why? And this will be the first rationale for this din of the Arizal. If you look on the top of your sheets, this has been formulated into many, many sidurim, that in the beginning of davening, at some point you say, Harini mekabel alai, behold, I accept upon myself mitzvah saseh, shel ve'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. The Arizal says, you know what this accomplishes? Because you could ask a question. Why do I need to be mekabel every morning the mitzvah of v'yahavta l'recha kamecha? Do I need to be mekabel every morning the mitzvah of yiras Hashem, bitachain, kedusha? Do I have to be mekabel every day not to eat milk and meat? When I say Shema, mekabel upon myself the oil hamitzvahs. Why is this special focus that one needs to have, that every single day one has to be mekabel upon themselves the mitzvah of v'yahavta l'recha kamecha? So Arizal says, ki ayidei zeh, by being mekabel this mitzvah, tale tefilasai, your tefillah will rise up, kelula mikol tefilas Yisrael, incorporated and encompassing all the prayers of Israel. V'sucha la'alois lamala, it could rise above, v'lasois pri, and make fruits. So Arizal is saying that if I just pray unto myself, even if I pray with a minion, at the end of the day, it's Gladstein's tefillah, or it's Cohen's tefillah, or Friedman's tefillah. So it's just my tefillah. What is my tefillah's respective value? However, when I pray, when I introduce my prayer with an acceptance of the mitzvah, v'yahavta l'recha kamecha, then my tefillah then gets incorporated from all the tefillahs of Israel. And then they join together and they rise up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in with the power of a tzibur. Meaning it sounds like even if you daven with a minion, but if you're sort of an island unto yourself, your tefillah has mitigated power. As opposed to even if you daven by yourself, but if you accept upon yourself the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, then your tefillah is considered compounded and incorporated and encompassing with all the rest of the tefillahs. Especially, says Arizal, the if you have chavirim who learn Torah together, each one should view themselves as if they're one limb of one body. In other words, one should view Knesset Yisrael as one major entity and think of themselves as merely a limb of that entity. And therefore, says Arizal, if let's say one of your chavirim have a tzara, you need to join together and feel his pain, empathize, sympathize. Somebody has a choili, someone is ill. Someone has a difficulty with children. Daven for your friend, daven for others. By doing so, you actually enhance and elevate and magnify the power of your own tefillah. This is the recommendation of the Arizal, a daily recommendation. So even though on a daily basis we're not mekabel one particular mitzvah, nevertheless, are both lights on the Bluetooth on the top? Nevertheless, when it comes to the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, one is required to accept upon themselves every day, and this will enhance the efficacy of one's prayer. Now, interestingly, the Machzis HaShekel in Simen Mem Vav elaborates, and the Machzis HaShekel writes that when a Jew accepts upon themselves the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamaicha before tefillah, then all the bodies of the various Yidden gather together, galvanize together, are ma'achi together, unified together, and by doing so it creates an achdus in the Shamayim, and then the tefillah is more ritsuya and more favorable be'enei Hashem. Interestingly, the Baal Shem Tov gave the following mashal. Number 17, the Sefer Or HaChochma of Rab Uri Feivel Midavanka. He says the Baal Shem Tov once gave the following mashal. So the Baal Shem was davening together with his Talmidim, and the Baal Shem was davening a particularly long Shemoneh Esrei, longer than everyone else. And when everyone else finished, they looked to the Rebbe. The Rebbe was still at it. So they figured they'll step aside, they'll take care of whatever they need to, they'll chap a shmuz. Everybody went on their merry way. And when the Rebbe finished, everybody came back in, and he said to them, what you did, you caused great pirud and separation because you forsook me. And he gave them the following mashal. We all know that birds and yidden, they have something in common. And I want to thank a very chashuva videographer, Rav Naftali Gladstein, over here on the camera, who is Moiser Nefesh. Even though it's his free time, he came to video this year. Hashem should be mevarechim b'chol mili demetav, shkarech Naftali. But Naftali, you know, what is the similarity between birds and yidden? You know what it is? They both like to go to Miami Beach in the winter, right? We know birds migrate to the south. And wherever they are in the world, birds like to go to a warm climate. So one particular winter, all the birds went south, and they noticed on the top of one tree, there was one very colorful, magnificent bird that was just standing there in the winter and wasn't moving, did not go south for the winter. So they reported to the king, and the king says, I got to get my hands on this bird. So the king sent out all of his horses and all of his men, and we're going to capture the bird. And the king gathered about 1,000 people, and sure enough, the king said, here's the advice, you're going to stand next to the tree, and one guy is going to stand on top of the other guy, on top of the other guy, on top of the other guy, and the top guy is going to chop the bird. So sure enough, Reuven stood first, and Shimon went on his shoulders, and Levi went on his shoulders, and further, 1,000 people. And as the top guy was about to get, climb up, the guy in the bottom looks at his watch. He says, I had enough. I think I'm going to take a coffee break. And he proceeded to take a coffee break. And the next thing they know, the guy all the way on the top was, head first into the mud on the bottom. And so too says the Baal Shem, when people daven, the efficacy of their tefillah is not based on their own individual merit, but rather it's based on the collective merit. So the more a person could join together and engender feelings of Avas Yisrael, the more powerful his tefillah will become. And therefore, the Arizal himself writes that he recommends that before davening starts, one should be mekabel upon oneself the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamaicha, and this is codified in many Siddurim. But what came as a somewhat of a surprise to me is that this suggestion of the Arizal is codified by many, many Poskim. Firstly, we start with the Magen Avram. Magen Avram, one of the greatest of the Noisei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Mem Vav, The Magen Avraham writes, before you come into a shul, you say, Va'ani b'roiv chastecha. When you enter a shul, you say, B'vei selikim n'halich b'rogesh. Says the Magen Avraham, before shachris, yekabel olav mitzvah saseh, shavi ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. So what begins as a suggestion of the Ari is codified by the Magen Avraham. So you'll say, okay, the Magen Avraham sometimes, or even often, quotes statements of the Arizal and the Kavanos. But amazingly, the Chayei Adam, Rabbi Avraham Danzig, in the Sefer Chayei Adam, he writes that one should be mekabel upon oneself, specifically to love each member of Klal Yisrael like his own guf. Like the Pasuk says, V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, and he supplies the reasoning of the Arizal, that is, you should be koilo your tefillah b'chlal tefillahs kol Yisrael. And by the way, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also brings this down lahalacha, that one should be mekabel the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael before Shachris. Likewise, the Chidah in the Kesher Gadol, he says before you begin, Psukah Dezimra, number 5, you should be mekabel upon yourself the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kameicha. The Chidah, interestingly, in the Sefer Devash Lefi, which the Devash Lefi is something like an encyclopedia of concepts of in Torah, written by the Chidah, he says that the Arizal warned that before tefillah, one should be mekabel upon himself the mitzvah of V'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha, and he said an amazing remez. The Arizal, the Chidah says, the word ahava, aleph hei veiz hei, is gematria 13. So if I love, which is echad. So if I love you, and I'm supplying ahava echad, and you love me, and you're supplying ahava, which is echad, then together that adds up to yud kei vav kei 26. This is the secret of the pasuk. V'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha, and you should love your neighbor like yourself. So Reuven supplies Ahava 13, and Shimon supplies Ahava 13, and together Ani Hashem comes the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now the Chida comes along and he supplies the second rationale and reasoning of why it is important every morning before you begin davening to articulate Hareini Mekabel Olai Mitzvah Sase Shel V'yahavta L'reicha Kamoicha. And that is because by accepting this is a mitzvah of chesed, you're mamtik the dinim, and it becomes rachamim. So every morning, the whole purpose of tefillah is to be ma'irah rachamim. Tefillah is rachamim ninhu. And what better way to be ma'irah rachamim and to be mamtik the dinim, to sweeten the harsh judgments, than to be mekabel this mitzvah of avas Yisrael. Says the Chidah, quoting the Shach ala Torah, we always know that in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. Why does it keep on saying Ani Hashem? Elohim, which is Midas Hadin, is Gematria 86. The way you overcome Elohim, the way you one up Elohim, the way you overpower Elohim is Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem is 87. Amazing, Ani is 61 and Hashem is 26, that's 87. The way you overcome Midas Hadin Elohim is Ani Hashem. So therefore, says the Chidah, an amazing remez in the name of the Shach al HaTorah, V'ahavta, through the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, L'reacha, to your friend, you know what you could do? Kamoicha. Kamoicha, which is Gematria 86, Chaf Mem Vav Chaf 86, you could take Kamoicha 86 and you know you could transform it into Ani Hashem 87. You could overcome Midas Hadin, you could overcome Elohim. Through V'ahavta L'reacha, V'ahavta L'reacha, through the mitzvah of loving your friend, Kamoicha, you could take Midas Hadin 86 and you could render it 87 Ani Hashem. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Miketz also quotes the Ari, before davening, one should be mekabel the mitzvah of V'ahavta L'reacha Kamoicha. And therefore, if someone is in a betzara, daven for him explicitly. When you daven for others, what you're doing is you're transforming your tefillah into the tefillah of one person unto themselves, into the tefillah which is koilel the tzibor. And likewise, the kafachayim in two places, in Siman Aleph Ois Chav Ches, in Siman Chav Hei Ois Chav Gimel, the kafachayim cites this teaching of the Ari, that as an introduction to tefillah, one should be mekabel upon themselves the mitzvah of the ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. And interestingly, in the Sefer Beis Tefillah, written by Rav Eliezer Papo. Naftali, you know who Rav Eliezer Papo is? He's the author of the Pele Yoyetz, the great Sefer Pele Yoyetz. His base tefillah, he wrote beautiful tefillahs. He says, every day one should say, I'm a Kabbalah upon myself, the divinity of Hashem, the love of Hashem, the fear of Hashem. Pray that God should tilt our hearts to love Him, to fear Him, to do His will, b'lev shalem. And then say that I'm a Kabbalah upon myself, the mitzvah of the Ahavta, l'reacha kamoicha, and that I love, one should say, I love every person in Klal Yisrael like my soul. And then this is just a sort of a digression in the shir. One should be mekayim, one should say, I fulfill the mitzvah of 10 zechirois daily. We're accustomed that there are sheish zechirois, but the Rav Eliezer Papa writes, one should say that they're mekayim, the 10 zechirois. The 10 zechirois are number one, remembering the Exodus, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number two, to remember Shabbos. Now the truth is, Yitzias Mitzrayim, we remember anyway at the end of Krishma. Shabbos, we also remember anyway when we say, V'zachatem es kol mitzvois Hashem, that's a remez to Shabbos. The man, Amalek. By the way, the Magen Avraham says, we remember Amalek in the end of Avar Rabba when you say, V'kerav tanu l'shimcha ha-gadol. Maimed Har Sinai, which we could remember when we say, V'kerav tanu malkeinu. And that which we angered God by the Ega, which the Magen Avraham, by the way, says we could have in mind when we say Be'ahava at the end of Ahava Rabba. And number seven, remember what Bilam and Balak wanted to do to us. Number eight, the story of Miriam, which by the way, the Magen Avraham says we remember when we say L'hoidoi Slucha, which means Hashem gave us a mouth to thank Him and not to speak Lashon Hara. Number nine, to remember Yerushalayim. And number 10, to remember that God gives us all of our strength and we reject the principle of koichi. We don't say that it's our own strength and our own power. That so we don't say it's my koyach, that osali es achayel hazeh. Okay, so bottom line is, koichi va'oitzam yadi, thank you. Bottom line is, this teaching of the Arizal, despite it being mentioned in the Arizal Sefer HaKavonos, which is a Kabbalistic work, nevertheless is codified by the Poiskim, and we already mentioned two rationales for it. Number one, this way we want to be koilel our tefilos and the tefilos of all of Klal Yisrael. And number two, as the Chida mentioned, it's a way to be mamtik the dinim. Now listen to this. This is mamish oyem v'noira. There's a practical reason for this, says Rav Gamliel HaKohen Rabinovich, not to be confused with Rav Gamliel HaKohen Rabinovich. This, I believe, is Rav Gamliel's nephew, the author of the Sefer Gamani Oidcha. It's actually at the end of your sheets, number 22. And he says, you know why we're mekabel upon ourselves the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reicha kamecha? Because you ever go into a shul, and then the davening's about to start, and then you have two guys inching forward to the amud, and one guy says, I'm a chiyuv. My great aunt's third cousin passed away yesterday, 10 years ago yesterday. And the other guy says, what are you talking about? My uncle's second cousin's fish's uncle passed away 3 days ago, and they're fighting who gets the amud. And then they're going to people fight what nusuch to daven. Then people fight how fast to daven. And you know, davening could be a very stressful time, especially who gets the amud, the pace of the davening, the pronunciation of the davening. Some people get very out of shape, bent out of shape from the davening. So therefore, we start off the davening with a calming acknowledgement that before we start, if you want to have any shot at making this a successful morning, Harini Mekabel Alai Mitzvah Sashay Shavi Ahavta Le'echa Kamecha. Whatever comes my way, whatever annoyances, whatever difficult people I encounter, my first acceptance is I'm a Kabbalah on myself, that I will love every Jew like my soul, and this way the davening will be successful. But without this acknowledgement and acceptance, you know, lots of luck having a successful morning in the shul, says Rav Gamliel HaKohen Rabinovich. So now, interestingly, this teaching of the Arizal, there are a few very beautiful ramazim to this concept. Remember Naftali, when they wanted to kill Yosef, and they throw him into the pit, and they want to kill him. So who convinced the brothers not to kill Yosef? Excellent, Yehuda! What did Yehuda say? Ma betza! What benefit is it going to have if we kill our brother? Ma betza ki nara gesachino. Ah! Betza is a Rashi Tevais. Betza stands for Boiker Tzaharayim Erev. Morning, afternoon, evening. Yehuda said, Ma betza! What purpose is there davening Shachris Mincha Mariv? Morning, afternoon, and night. Boiker Tzaharayim and Erev, if Kinara Gesachino. If you're not Mekabel, the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kameicha, don't even bother davening. Davening only has value if it's predicated and on the foundation that the Arizal teaches us of Yahavta L'Recha Kameicha. Otherwise, Ma Betza! What purpose is there in Boiker Tzaharayim Erev Shachas Mincha Mariv, Kinara Gesachino? And then there's another remez. The remez is, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koili tachanunai. We say in Hallel, Ahavti, I love Hashem. Ki yishma Hashem es koili. Hashem hears my voice. The remez is, Ahavti, the mekayim, the warning and the advice of the Arizal, to Ahavti, to love my neighbor, then ki yishma Hashem es koili. Hashem will listen to my voice. In other words, in order to have our tefillos answered, it is important to follow the advice of the Arizal to incorporate your tefillos with the tefillos of rest of Klal Yisrael. Ahavti, I love God. You know why? Ki yishma Hashem es koili. Literally, Hashem listens to my voice. The drush is Ahavti. V'mekayim avas Yisrael ki yishma Hashem es koili. Hashem will listen to my voice. And even the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, he brings down this advice of the Arizal, but he says it in the name of the Balei HaMusar, not in the names of the Mekubalim, that it's very important to accept the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Recha Kameicha before you begin davening, and that is because the Beis Halevi says there's a difference between ribuy and kibbutz, many and a gathering. You see, if you're fighting in an army, you need many, you don't need a kibbutz. You need ribuy, not a kibbutz. A kibbutz is everyone's together in one spot, fighting the same area, shooting at the same spot. If you're fighting a war, that's not going to do you any good. You need to spread out, scatter, and everyone shooting and attacking a different vantage point to be able to break the enemy in more areas. A kibbutz, a gathering in one space, is wasted energy. You need a ribuy, you need a proliferation in many vantage points. It's the exact opposite when it comes to tefillah, says the Beis Halevi. We don't need a ribuy, we need a kibbutz. We need everyone in one location, in one shul, davening with one heart for one thing. That's the power of Klal Yisrael. The power of an army is ribuy, spread out, many. The power of Klal Yisrael, but tefillah is kibbutz. So far we've supplied three reasonings for the Arizal's teaching that one should be mekabel the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael before davening. Number one, the reasoning of the Arizal himself, that this way you are koilel, your tefillah among all the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, and it gives extra koyach, an extra power, that your tefillah is not the tefillah of a yachid anymore, but rather the tefillah of Yisrael. Number two, we said the reasoning of the chida, that it is mamtik the dinim, by being mekayim ahava, by being mekabel, loving your neighbor, it sweetens the midas adin. We said the reasoning of Ram Gamliel Rabinovich, that by being Mekabel Avas Yisrael, practically you'll have a successful morning in the shul and you'll avoid having any altercations or incidents in the shul. And here's number four, that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the Talmud of the Baal Shem, said over in the name of his Rebbe. He said as follows. Look, says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, I'm a simple Jew. When I daven, I say the words, maybe I think about the translation. The tzaddik over there, when he says the tefillos, he's having kavanos. He has in mind what the tefillah is accomplishing, where it travels to, what worlds it's effective in. How could I somehow connect with his tefillah? If when I daven, I'm a kabbalah myself, the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, I could then be koilel my tefillos with Shloime Amune Yisrael Hayoidin Kavanas HaTfila. I could attach my tefila, I could appendage my tefila with the tefilos that are powerful because they are said with the deepest and the most mystical kavanos. So the function of being mekabel, the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, is to tap into those tefilos that are super powerful, that have extra energy. So this way, not only like the Ari himself said that I'm koilo my tefillos with Klal Yisrael, and this way my tefillah is the tefillah of a tzibur, but I'm able to connect specifically with those tefillos that have special kavana. That was reasoning number four. Reason number five, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz writes in the Yaros Devash Chelek Beis Drosh Hei that a person, when they begin to daven, they should have in mind their moichel, anyone who harmed them. And that they're not going to deal with anybody b'midas hadin. They'll go lefnim mishur hadin. A person should remove sinna, kinna, taiva, kavod. How could you walk before Hashem in dirty, soiled garments? You're going to daven with the midah of kas on your heart, with the midah of kinna on your heart. That is why, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, Arizal teaches us that before we daven, we should be makabel the mitzvah of avas Yisrael v'yohavta l'reacha kameicha. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, but if you're going to go to daven, and you're going to say, nah, forget everybody else. As soon as I'm davening, I'm going to take this guy to Bezin, I'm going to hurt that guy, I'm going to deal with him b'midas hadin, then God is going to examine your prayer very, very carefully. And He's going to say, that's a tefillah. You didn't even pronounce the words correctly. Your mind was diverted. Your mind was distracted. You didn't have any avas Hashem. You didn't have any simcha. You didn't say that with any intent at all. So it's going to turn out that your tefillah is going to be a chait. If you don't start the davening by being mekabel, the mitzvah of avas Yisrael v'yohavta l'reacha kameicha, and you have in mind, I'm going to deal with people bedin, God's going to examine your tefillah bedin, and your tefillah, instead of it being a merit, is going to be a demerit, it's going to be a chet. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, the logic of the Ari is that unless you have this mitzvah in mind, this mitzvah will render your tefillah. Now, if you start off the tefillah, I love every Jew, I'm willing to overlook whatever insult they send my way. I'm willing to overlook any shortcoming. So Hashem says, I'm willing to overlook your shortcoming. I'm willing to overlook the deficiencies of your tefillah, and your tefillah has a good shot of being accepted. That is number five. Comes the Basayin. In number 18 on the sheet, the sixth rationale for this suggestion of the Arizal, that before one prays, one should say, articulate, that he accepts upon himself the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, says the Basayin Rav Avram Doiv of Avrash. He says, the Iker Hashras Hashchina, the main residing of the Divine Presence, is on someone who's humble. The person feels about himself, I'm so far from Hashem. I'm so connected to Gashmias in the physical world. I don't even have a punim to pray before God. Who am I to stand before God and offer a prayer? My value is so small. I am only able to pray together with the crowd. I get lost in the crowd. I'm not worthy on my own. There's a certain feeling of shiflus and anivus that I want to be absorbed among the crowd because I don't even feel I'm worthy to stand before Hashem on my own. That midah of anivus is a critical element of having one's tefillos answered. And therefore, says Rabbi Avram Avrash, the logic, the svara of the Arizal, is by being mekabel the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael and the mitzvah of Yahavto L'Reacha Kameicha, to join up together with the rest of Klal Yisrael and to accept, to judge them favorably. You're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, I can only stand before you as a member of Knesset Yisrael, but my individual merit is not worthy. That demonstrates anivos, and that is the foundation principle of tefillah. That is the soid of the recommendation of the Arizal. And then finally, the Basayin in Parshas Emor, next week's Parsha, offers us a wondrous svara. He says, you know why the Arizal tells us that before we daven, we have to accept upon ourselves the mitzvah to love our fellow? Because when a Jew comes to shul, he's coming to a Beis HaMikdash. And when a Jew davens shachris, he's bringing the carbon tamid shel shachar. And when he davens mincha, he's bringing the tamid shel min arbayim. And when he davens marav, it's hekter chalavim ve'evarim. So how could a Jew come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring karbanos? So he's a virtual kohen. Well, if you want to be a kohen, you have to have the midah of kahuna. What's the midah of kahuna? They're having mitamid of shel aroin. Oyev shalom. Veroy Dave Shalom, the midah of Kohanim is the midah of ahava, and therefore to activate your internal state of kahuna, your virtual state of kahuna, you need to acquire the midah of kahuna, and that is, the Arizal teaches us, before you begin to daven, you say, Hareini mekabel al atzmi alai, mitzvah saseh v'yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha. You want to be a kohen? You have to accept upon yourself the mitzvah of ahava. So we supplied seven rationales for the Arizal. The Arizal himself says, number one, this way your kailel, your tefillah, with the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, and it becomes ever more effective and ever more powerful. It becomes tefillahs Yisrael. That's number one. Number two, the Chida says, it's mamtik the dinim, it sweetens the dinim. When you acquire midas ahava, midas hachesed, it sweetens the dinim. You take, through v'yahavta l'reyacha, you take kamaycha, 86 midas adin, and you render it 87 ani Hashem. Number three, Ran Gamliel Rabinovich, so that you don't get into an altercation with the guy next to you, or with the gabbai, or with the rabbi, before you walk into the shul, say, I love everybody, I'm not getting into any fistfights this morning in the shul, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha, I accept upon myself. Number four, I don't know how to have the deep kavanos, the mystical kavanos, how do I attach myself to the tefillos of other tzaddikim? Says Ari, that explains the Taldas Yaakov Yosef, you're mekabel, harini mekabel alai mitzvahs, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha. Says Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz, your tefillah is deficient, your tefillah is missing, it's not proper, it's not wholesome, no problem. Accept Avas Yisrael, to judge other people favorably, your tefillah will also be judged favorably, number five. Number six, to have your tefillahs answered, for the Shechina to come down, you have to have humility, you have to have anivos, you have to have a feeling that I'm only eligible, b'soich ami anoichi yoishaves. And therefore, the way we do this is you start off by being mekabel, the mitzvah of yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha. And finally, number seven, says the Bas Ayin in Parshas Emor, that if you want to offer a tefillah, you got to be a kohen, and the midah of kahuna is avas Yisrael. One more thought and then a story. The Sfasemis writes in this week's parasha of Yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha, Amar Rabbi Akiva, what? What did Rabbi Akiva say, Naftali? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zeh? Excellent! Zeh, Klal Gadol b'Toira. Rabbi Akiva says this is a great principle in the Torah. Ben Azai said, no. Zeh Sefer Todos Adam, Klal Gadol mimenu. So there are two big klolim, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha, Rabbi Akiva, zeh sefer todos adam, ben azai, but the Sasema says in Kedoshim, tafresh nun beis, if Rabbi Akiva says there's a klal gadol, there must be a klal katan. That's right. The klal katan is when you do a mitzvah, it has to be on behalf of all your 248 limbs. So the first klal is, the small klal is, I'm doing this mitzvah on behalf of all my limbs. That's the klal katan. Comes Rabbi Kiva and he says, the klal gadol is that I'm mekayim this mitzvah, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha, says the Sfas Emes. The ikur kiyum, not only tefillah, all Torah, all ikur kedusha, ikur mitzvahs, the ikur way we're zaycha to kedusha, is together with klal Yisrael. Parshas Kedoshim was taught by Hakel, Dabrel Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael. V'yamartem Kedoshim to you. Why was Kedoshim said by Hakel? It's to teach that the Iker Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is only when we're all together as one unit. So the main way to achieve sanctity, not only in Tefillah, in Torah, this is really an eighth reason, to generate Kedusha, you have to be part of a Klal. Is that klal gadol b'toira? You want kedusha, you want sanctity, you want to grow. You have to be part of the klal. Is that klal gadol b'toira? V'yahavta l'reicha kamaycha. Comes Ben Azai says, "There's a bigger klal. Not only do you need to do a mitzvah. That's why many people before they do a mitzvah, they say a formula b'shem kol Yisrael, because they want their mitzvah, whatever it is, lulav, tefillin, talis. They want. They're not just doing this mitzvah unto themselves. They're doing it as a member of the tzibur." Says Ben Azai, there's an even more important ingredient. Not only do you want to do a mitzvah on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, you want to do a mitzvah on behalf of any Jew who ever lived. From the beginning of Adam HaRishon, all the souls of Klal Yisrael were Nichlal and Adam HaRishon. You want to do a mitzvah on behalf of Knesset Yisrael, the historic, the past, and the future and the present. The entity, the Koyma Shalem of Klal Yisrael. This is Zeh Sefer Todais Adam. But the bottom line is, what we take out of the shir is that there is a suggestion of that Rizal, which is codified by Magen Avram, Chai Adam, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Yida, Ben Ishchai, Kaf HaChayim, Machzis HaShekel, Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, Va'oid, Va'oid, that before you start davening, you say, you articulate, Hareini Mekabel Alai, Mitzas V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha. So there was a younger man, there was an Avreich in Yerushalayim. He just got married, and it wasn't going well. He was fighting with his wife. It was like cats and dogs. Till one day he got up, he ran away, and he went to Tveria. And he slept in the shul. Next day the rabbi comes into the shul. Moshe clears the Rav of Tveria. He says, what's going on? The Avreich was embarrassed to tell him. The Rav said, you don't have a place to stay. Stay in my house. So the Avreich sees every morning the rabbi wakes up early, and he goes to the fridge, and he takes out a carton of milk, and he goes and he pours milk for his wife every morning. So the Avreich figured, you know, the rabbi's wife must be sick. So the next day he tells the Rav, look, I can't stay here anymore. It's a burden on your wife. Your wife's not well. The Rav says, what are you talking about? My wife is perfectly healthy. So he says, I don't want to intrude, but I see every morning you're pouring milk for your wife. Why are you pouring milk for your wife? He says, why am I pouring milk for my wife? The Arizal teaches us that before we start davening in the morning, we need to articulate that I'm mekabel upon myself the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha. But is it enough just to say the words that I'm mekabel upon myself to love my neighbor like myself? Is that really enough just to say the words? Says this Rav, for me it's not enough. Actions speak louder than words. And therefore every day before I daven, I don't just say I'm mekabel on myself Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha. I do it. And we know the Gemara in Kedushin says, who is Reacha to which the Torah says you need to love your neighbor like yourself, you need to show courtesy, respect, who more than one's wife? And therefore this Rav said, it's not enough to be Mekabel Avas Yisrael. You have to put into practice who better than your own wife. This hit the Avreich like a ton of bricks, and he went back home to Yerushalayim, and of course, his story ended happily ever after. So, thank you so much for listening. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha, yeshuais, nechamois, v'rafuais, it's chodesh iyar. We should be zoicha to the bracha. Ani Hashem roifecha, kol machla, shesanti b'mitzrayim, lo yasum alecha, ki ani Hashem roifecha. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.